FCC Chief Brandon Carr, Comcast outlets misleading Americans about MS-13 gang member Marilyn Mann. By Sean Moran on April 17, 2025. Federal Communications Commission, FCC. Chairman Brandon Carr on Wednesday said Comcast-owned outlets have misled the American public about the so-called Marilyn Mann, who is a member of the violent MS-13 gang. Comcast outlets spent days misleading the American public, implying that Kilmar Abrego Garcia was merely a law-abiding U.S. citizen, just a regular Marilyn man. When the truth comes out, they ignore it. Comcast knows that federal law requires its licensed operations to serve the public interest, Carr wrote. He continued, "News distortion doesn't cut it. Abrego Garcia came to America illegally from El Salvador, was validated as a member of the violent MS-13 gang, a transnational criminal organization, and was denied bond by an immigration court for failure to show he would not pose a danger to others. Why does Comcast ignore these facts of obvious public interest?" Carr responded to White House Director of Communications Steve Cheung, who chided CNN and MSNBC for refusing to air footage of Angel mom Patty Moore in discussing the terrible tragedy of how an illegal killed her sweet daughter, Rachel. Democrats and other leftists have leapt to the defense of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a 29-year-old illegal migrant who was arrested and deported to El Salvador from Maryland in March. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin pointed to evidence that Garcia is a member of the MS-13 gang. 1. When Garcia was arrested, he was found with rolls of cash and drugs. 2. He was arrested with two other members of MS-13. 3. Two judges found that he was a member of MS-13. That finding has not been disturbed. 4. When arrested, he was wearing what is effectively MS-13's uniform. Carr has previously opened an inquiry into Comcast's diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) practices. He has described these sorts of DEI practices as invidious forms of discrimination that could be in violation of FCC regulations and civil rights laws. Comcast states on its website that promoting DEI is a core value of our business, and public reports state that Comcast has an entire DEI infrastructure that includes annual DEI days, DEI training for company leaders, and similar initiatives, Carr wrote in February. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.